Lent, Week 4, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord, mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first, and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, light of light to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Our fathers have told us of the might of the Lord and the marvellous deeds he has done. Psalm 77. Give heed, my people, to my teaching. Turn your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable and reveal hidden lessons of the past. The things we have heard and understood, the things our fathers have told us, these we will not hide from their children, but will tell them to the next generation. The glories of the Lord and his might, and the marvellous deeds he has done, the witness he gave to Jacob, the law he has established in Israel. He gave a command to our fathers to make it known to their children, that the next generation might know it, the children yet to be born. They too should arise and tell their sons, that they too should set their hope in God, and never forget God's deeds, but keep every one of his commands. So that they might not be like their fathers, a defiant and rebellious race, a race whose heart was fickle, whose spirit was unfaithful to God. The sons of Ephraim, armed with the bow, turned back in the day of battle. They failed to keep God's covenant, and would not walk according to his law. They forgot the things he had done, the marvellous deeds he had shown them. He did wonders in the sight of their fathers, in Egypt, in the plains of Zoan. He divided the sea and led them through, and made the waters stand up like a wall. By day he led them with a cloud, by night with a light of fire. He split the rocks in the desert, he gave them plentiful drink as from the deep, he made streams flow out from the rock, and made waters run down like rivers. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our fathers have told us of the might of the Lord, and the marvellous deeds he has done. The sons of Israel ate manna and drank spiritual drink from the rock which followed them. Psalm 77 continued. Yet still they sinned against him, they defied the Most High in the desert. In their heart they put God to the test, by demanding the food they craved. They even spoke against God. They said, is it possible for God to prepare a table in the desert? It was he who struck the rock, waters flowed and swept down in torrents. But can he also give us bread? Can he provide meat for his people? When he heard this, the Lord was angry. A fire was kindled against Jacob. His anger rose against Israel for having no faith in God, for refusing to trust in his help. Yet he commanded the clouds above, he opened the gates of heaven, he rained down manna for their food, and gave them bread from heaven. Mere men ate the bread of angels, he sent them abundance of food, he made the east wind blow from heaven, and roused the south wind by his might. He rained food on them like dust, winged fowl like the sands of the sea, he let it fall in the midst of their camp, and all around their tents. So they ate and had their fill, for he gave them all they craved. But before they had sated their craving, while the food was still in their mouths, God's anger rose against them. He slew the strongest among them, struck down the flower of Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The sons of Israel ate manna and drank spiritual drink from the rock which followed them. They remembered that God was their helper and their redeemer. Psalm 77 continued. Despite this, they went on sinning. They had no faith in his wonders. So he ended their days like a breath and their years in sudden ruin. When he slew them, when they would seek him, return and seek him in earnest, they would remember that God was their rock, God the Most High, their Redeemer. But the words they spoke were mere flattery. They lied to him with their lips, for their hearts were not truly with him. They were not faithful to his covenant. Yet he, who is full of compassion, forgave their sins and spared them. So often he held back his anger when he might have stirred up his rage. He remembered they were only men, a breath that passes never to return. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They remembered that God was their helper and their redeemer.
Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. A reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 14. All the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night. And all the people of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why does the Lord bring us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become a prey. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to one another, "Let us choose a captain and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the people of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, rent their clothes, and said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, "The land which we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land, and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." But all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the people of Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will this people despise me? How long will they not believe in me, in spite of all the signs which I have wrought among them? I will strike them with a pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a greater nation, mightier than they." But Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear of it, for you brought up this people in your might from among them. And they will tell the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, O Lord, are in the midst of this people. For you, O Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them, and you go before them, in a pillar of cloud by day, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if you kill this people as one man, then the nations who have heard your fame will say, Because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to give them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now, I pray you, let the power of the Lord be great, as you have promised, saying, The Lord is slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon children, upon the third and upon the fourth generation. Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray you, according to the greatness of your steadfast love, and according as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, none of the men who have seen my glory and my signs which I wrought in Egypt and in the wilderness, and yet have put me to the proof these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, shall see the land which I swore to give to their fathers. And none of those who despised me shall see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit, and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it. Now, since the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valleys, turn tomorrow, and set out for the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. A responsory from Psalm 102. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end, he will not be angry for ever. As a father has compassion on his children, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. He knows the stuff we are made of, he remembers that we are dust. As a father has compassion on his children, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. A reading from the Easter letters of Saint Athanasius. It is an excellent thing, brothers, to go from one feast to another, to pass from one prayer to another, to advance from keeping of one feast or solemnity to another. We are very near now to that time which is for us a new beginning, the commencement of the blessed Passover in which the Lord was sacrificed. We feed as on the food of life, and with his precious blood as from a fountain, we always delight our souls. Nevertheless, our thirst and burning desire are never satisfied. But our Saviour is ready for those who are thirsty, and for his love he brings to this festival day those who thirst in their hearts, as he himself, our Saviour, told us, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Not only, then, did he satisfy a man's thirst when anyone approached, but each time anyone asks, access to the Saviour is freely granted. The grace that comes from this feast is not restricted to one occasion, nor does its radiant splendour die away, but is always available to illuminate the minds of those who long for it. It is a source of continual power for those whose minds are enlightened and who study the Scriptures day and night, like that man who is called blessed in the sacred psalm which says, Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Now, that God who first instituted this feast for us, my beloved, has also permitted us to celebrate it each year. He who handed over his Son to death for our salvation, for the same reason, gives us this holy feast which is recalled annually. This feast guides us through the misfortunes which befall us in this world. And now God gives us the happiness of salvation which flows from this feast, and makes us friends. At the same time he gathers us all together, uniting us spiritually wherever we may be, letting us pray in common and offer common thanksgiving as is proper on a feast day. The miracle of his kindness lies in this. He brings together to this feast those who are far off, and those who are perhaps separated in the body, he makes spiritually close by the unity of faith. Responsory. Wait for me, says the Lord, for the day when I arise. At that time I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord. I shall draw all men to myself when I am lifted up from the earth. At that time I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord. Let us pray. Lord God, you have prepared fitting remedies for our weakness. Grant that we may reach out gladly for your healing grace and thereby live in accordance with your will.
We make our prayer for our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.